This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 5th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you have all had a great start to your week. We've officially reached the midpoint of the week, and we are 1 week away from the official start of free agency. WIP next week is going to have an all-day Birds Town Hall celebrating the start of the league new year. So come hang out. If you're a pod listener, it would be very cool to meet you, hang out, and talk about what should be a pretty crazy next 7 days for the Eagles. So as you all probably know by now, yesterday, the big news that you need to know is the Eagles gave Saquon Barkley a massive 2-year contract extension from what he already had, about $36 million in guaranteed money in the new contract. That's a big enough deal that we did do an emergency pod yesterday. So go to the feed, scroll down a little bit, and I talked about the Saquon signing, the positives, the negatives, why I liked it, why I had a bit of hesitation about it in the feed. That is in there. So we're not going to talk about Saquon a ton today. So in this daily pod, that'll be in the emergency pod. Go check that out if you want to hear some Saquon stuff. And plus, we had our good friend BLG, Brandon Lee Gowen of Bleeding Green Nation, on the pod with us yesterday. Me, him, and James talked about a bunch of things, to the offseason, the free agents, Myles Garrett, both me and BLG thinking the Super Bowl would be close. So we did talk about that. So go check that out. That is in the feed as well. So today we're moving forward. We're looking at another crop of free agents the Eagles, I think, could have interest in. We're going to take a look at the linebacker position. The Eagles released a player yesterday, and then we're going to talk about a rumor that's starting to get more and more traction around Twitter and the NFL kind of peripheral rumor sphere. We'll talk about the AJ Brown potential trade of it all. But first, let's dive into the other news the Eagles made yesterday with the release of James Bradberry. The Eagles released James Bradberry. I mean, effectively released him last year, to be honest, when he just sat as a somewhat healthy scratch all year. I know he did suffer the foot injury, but he probably could have played midseason if he needed to. They kept him inactive. So Bradberry really hasn't been with the team in any type of playing capacity for a year already, but they did release him. It is expected to be a post-June 1st cut. Remember, the Eagles get two post-June 1st cuts, so James Bradberry Looks like it's going to be one of them. And then also you would expect Darius Slay to potentially be a post June 1st cut, especially with him, I would think, with the cap ramifications. So by releasing James Bradberry, the Eagles open up another $2 million in cap space. I believe that brings them to around $28 million in cap space. They had $20 million before all this stuff started. They opened about $5 million-ish from releasing Darius Slay. That brings them to $25 million. They opened up two at Bradberry. That brings them to $27 million. You add in all the other numbers after the millions that we're not talking about. That's probably another million. So I think they're right around $28 million. Now, when it comes to the Saquon Barkley extension, I think as of now, this recording, it's too early to know really what that impact will be. You know, it's possible by midday Wednesday, we have a better read on that. I would just say the numbers you see out there, I saw that they, you know, some people were saying his cap hit was like $14 million and they saved $7 million. And this, I don't think any of us know yet. The deal just happened. Nobody has seen the contract besides Howie and Saquon's, you know, agent. The sports, you know, the Spo track over the cap, they will have it and we'll be able to look at it and see what it is. But as of now, I would say that that's probably going to be not a substantial amount of cap space. I would think maybe they open a million or two, but I would guess more than likely it's right around the same. So after all the dust settles, the Darius Slay release, the James Bradberry release, the Saquon extension, I think the Eagles are at around $28 million in cap space. And that's a lot of cap space. Like, they can do a lot of things with that. So I think the Eagles, you know, prior to this, when I did my cap space pod, I said there wasn't a ton of options to open up room, and there really hasn't been. Like, Slay thing happened, Bradberry was $2 million, but $28 million, that's a healthy cap. That's a healthy amount of cap space to work with. They normally like to bring around $10 million into the season, so you chop that off, that's 18. They pay the draft picks, that's about $5 million. So $13 million in cap hits, that's a good amount to be able to hand out. So the Eagles enter free agency in good space, I would say, with the cap. So let's dive into something, and this might be you have to be super online to get it. So if you aren't someone that checks Twitter all the time or follows every little crumb of a rumor, you might hear this and go, where in the world is it coming from? But there is more and more, I would say, like peripherals of the online talking about the possibility that the Eagles could trade AJ Brown this offseason. Now, let's talk about that. So I would say it's been like tweeted by some fringe accounts. And then this happened on WEEI, the radio station in Boston, where Patriots insider Tom Curran, who I followed for a long time, does a really good job, like a mainstay on the beat down there, was on, and they asked him about the possibility of the Eagles acquiring AJ Brown. So here's what Tom Curran had to say.
Is, you know, with all the different receiver names that are out there and T. Higgins getting tagged and, you know, potential trade options, is the dream dead for AJ Brown? I know he just won the Super Bowl, but he is the most connected to Mike Vrabel.
I love that.
I mean, it's a crazy offseason. Could that happen?
I love AJ Brown, and I love the fact that you actually are sensible enough to go back to AJ Brown instead of barking up the T. Higgins, DK Metcalf, both at NIU, who are just not going to happen. AJ Brown is a much more reasonable get. Why would the Eagles divorce themselves from him? I don't know exactly what but I think that's reasonable. I also think Davante Adams and Chris Godwin are very reasonable. When Vrabel talked last week, Jonesy, about option A, B, and C, if you're the Patriots right now, who's your option A at wide receiver? I just talked about this with Phil Perry on my pod. He said that he's making Chris Godwin his option A, putting everything into him, but you should also be sending drinks over to Davante Adams, in my estimation, because you have to pivot quick. If he goes back to Tampa, if he signs someplace else, boom, you're in on Davante Adams. And if not, meanwhile, you're also making calls to Howie Roseman about what can we get, what can we send you for AJ Brown.
And then in addition to that, Colin Coward of sports media fame was on his show with John Middlecoff. John Middlecoff actually came on the on the Go Birds pod like a while ago. I love his stuff. I think he's super interesting. He used to work for the Eagles. He's had Howie on his podcast before. But John Middlecoff and Colin Coward were talking about the possibility that the Eagles could trade A.J. Brown. Here's what they had to say.
I would move off A.J. Brown because you're so good at running back, O-line, quarterback, tight end, and Devontae Smith. I think that's an easy one.
Yeah, to me, the A.J. Brown one would only be if they feel that relationship that Brandon Graham kind of let the cat out of the bag and then they tried to walk it back. It's like, come on. But, you know, winning cures all, and their relationship, I mean, he had a touchdown in the playoffs. He is, when healthy, one of the best, what, four, five, six wide receivers in the league?
Yes, yes.
I think the only way they would do something like that would be to clear up some movement if they could get Myles Garrett. And by all accounts, they are going to be one of the lead dogs in those moves.
Okay, so where is this all coming from? How much truth there is there to it? And from the Eagles' perspective, let's just talk about how likely it is the Eagles trade A.J. Brown. So part of the reason this has become a thing about the idea of A.J. being traded is, let's be honest, last year, our boy, our number one Phillies insider, Jack Fritz, tweeted a poll about whether or not the Eagles should trade A.J. Brown for Patrick Surtain. A perfectly fine hypothetical, a fun topic for one day. But as we know, that exploded. And as a result, A.J. Brown ended up asked about it. He is asked about it by Kay Adams, and he doesn't give like the best answer. He's kind of like, well, you know, that's not up to me type of thing. But end of the day, the Eagles give him a contract extension, a big one. Obviously, he stays with the team. They win the Super Bowl. All is good. But part of the idea AJ could be traded started last year. So that's where it begins. And then I believe it was around this time, AJ at one point changes his Instagram Twitter picture to Tom Brady in a Patriots uniform because AJ Brown growing up was apparently a Patriots fan. Then the Patriots go and they hire Mike Vrabel, who coached AJ in Tennessee, who by all accounts seems to have a good relationship with AJ. And the Patriots are being aggressive and going after receivers. So as you can hear in that clip from Tom Curran, it's maybe T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, Devontae Adams, and AJ Brown is added in there. So you add everything up, plus you add in, which John Middlecoff brought up in that clip, the idea that AJ and Jalen don't get along. Now, AJ has discussed this and he has said that there is some truth to it and that, you know, people fight, but generally, you know, gave the impression that they're in a good place. But you add everything up where it's like there was already a little bit of talk about maybe they would trade him. They have Devontae Smith as well. He's a Patriots fan. The Patriots need a receiver. Mike Vrabel's there. They have a ton of cap space. So all that adds to the idea that AJ could be traded. Now, will it happen? So the first thing I would say, if they trade A.J. Brown, let's just look at the feasibility of it. So A.J. Brown currently has a cap hit of $17 million, and he is 1 year into a three-year $96 million extension. If he is traded before June 1st, so like at the draft, at the start of free agency, you can't post-designate a trade for June 1st. So if he's traded before June 1st, it will carry a $13 million loss for the Eagles in cap space. So the Eagles, as we just said, have around 28-ish million dollars. You know, 15 of that is roughly already spoken for when it comes to saving money for the year and paying their draft class. So if they were to trade AJ Brown, they would essentially lose all of their cap space that they had left. They lose $13 million. Now, if they wait until after June 1st, so after the draft, after free agency, after teams have mini camps, then they would gain $6 million in cap space. So they will not be at $28 million come June 1st. But in a world where they are, just to make this easy math, they would go from $28 to $34 million. So if they trade them after June 1st, they gain $6 million. If they trade him prior to June 1st, they lose $13 million. So if AJ is going to be traded, it is going to be after June 1st. I don't think it'll happen prior to June 1st. Maybe Howie can work something with the cap, but financially, it makes no sense to trade him prior to June 1st. Now, one thing to note is he does have a $5 million option due on March 23rd. You know, I think if they pay that out, then they're definitely keeping him. But This is the overarching kind of thought I have about the A.J. Brown thing. Do I think A.J. Brown will be traded? No. Do I think A.J. Brown will be traded? No. But I think there's a couple things that give it like 5% life. One would be, I do think A.J. would probably enjoy playing for the Patriots. He grew up a Patriots fan. He likes Mike Vrabel. Like, I could picture that. Two, A.J. did have knee problems at the end of the year. And if the Eagles feel like maybe A.J. Brown's knee isn't going to age well, maybe they would trade him now, having just come and won the Super Bowl. He has a ton of value. Like, maybe that's part of it. Three, maybe the Patriots are just willing to go crazy and offer like two ones for A.J. because they're desperate. I mean, wouldn't be a one this year, obviously, because they have a very high pick. But like in the future, or even 1-1, and the Eagles feel that'll be the high pick. So all that being said, and the other thing that's been sticking with me the last few days is, if you notice when A.J. said how much he, like how the Super Bowl win kind of impacted him, where it was, you know, he enjoyed it and he was happy they won, but it made him realize like he enjoys the week in and week grind of it all more than he enjoys like climbing the mountaintop to the Super Bowl. And he enjoys on a weekly basis, like beating the guy across from him. I don't know. Like, I think some people would look at this on face value and go, well, why would he want to go from the best team in the league to one of the worst teams in the league? I'm not really sure AJ would look at it that way. Now, the quarterback there might be something he would think about, but I don't know what he thinks of Jalen, to be honest. So, like, I just wonder if the 5% of this that breathes air into it, if there is like a little more reality than people want to lean on. I don't think AJ will be traded. I don't think they'll trade him next year. I think this is mostly just internet fodder. But the longer it kind of has life, I don't know. It's just there is an interesting element to it to me where I don't think he'll be traded. I'll say it again for the 15th time so no one's like, you said AJ might get traded. I think there is 5% truth to the possibility AJ is traded. It might be less than 5%. But I think you add it all up and it's you know, if you enjoy hypotheticals and you enjoy thinking about what could happen, I think you're not completely wasting your time debating this internally, because I think there are some elements to it that make sense. But ultimately, to recap, I do not think AJ Brown will be traded. Okay, I had one piece of audio I wanted to play for you before we get into the linebacker free agent class that I think the Eagles could target. And that is Howie Roseman. He is enjoying being a Super Bowl champion. He was on the Todd McShay podcast at the Combine, and he had quite the analogy for what winning your second Super Bowl is like. This might be a slight earmuffs. I'm not really sure, but Howie himself said, is it like a PG-13 joke? So take that into account if maybe, you know, you're in the car with kids. So here is Howie explaining what winning a second Super Bowl was like.
Is this PG rated or PG-13?
Whatever you want.
So I'd say like the first one's almost like, can I say this? Yes, can we delete this? Is this live? You don't know what I'm saying?
You can be you.
It's almost like the first time you have sex. You're so glad you had sex. It's not even the quality of it. The second
perfect.
Time.
That's actually great.
The second time, it's like, wow, I could actually have fun and enjoy this. And so I would say, and Bob just had sex for his first time.
Yeah, so there we go. The Hall of Fame GM right there. You wonder how much he'll enjoy the third time and maybe the fourth time, because they could certainly do it a few more times, I would say. All right. On the other side, we are going to dive into the free agency class, and we're going to take a look at the linebacker position and who the Eagles might potentially target when free agency opens next week. So we're going to get into that on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsors.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so the linebacker class of free agency is certainly one Eagles fans have talked about quite a bit. Because I would say of all the free agents the Eagles have set to hit the market, Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Isaiah Rogers, Kenny Gainwell, without question the number one guy the Eagles want back, that the fans want back, is Zach Bond. Now, I will say this. I'm very confident the Eagles are going to re-sign Zach Bond. I think they're going to be very aggressive in trying to re-sign him. I think they're making it a priority to re-sign him. I would be very, very surprised if they don't sign Zach Bond. I feel very confident from everything I've heard that they are going to re-sign Zach Bond. So, I don't think they're going to be dipping into the free agency pool at linebacker. But I think that it is a class that they've probably done their homework on. Because if they lose out on Zach Bond, and N'Kobe Dean is coming off of an injury where who knows if he'll be ready for week one, they're going to have to sign a linebacker. So I think it'll be Zach Bond, but in a world where he leaves or a world where he stays and they don't think N'Kobe is going to be ready for next year and they're not like completely confident in Jeremiah Trotter Jr., I could see them going out and adding another linebacker in addition to Zach Bond. I will say, looking at the free agency class, there's some intriguing options out there and options that are expected not to get as much as Zach Bond. But I think they will re-sign him. But in a world where they don't, let's take a look at some linebackers that might make sense for the Eagles to target. So number one on my list would be Robert Spillane from the Raiders. So he is 29 years old, 158 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 interceptions, 7 pass deflections last season. Over the past 2 seasons, he has 306 combined tackles, 173 of which were solo, 11 pass deflections, 5 interceptions, and 5.5 sacks. He is just a production machine, and he's played in multiple spots, and he has been productive in all of them. Now, he's 29, which is roughly Zach Bond's age, so he's not like a buy low, cheap young guy that maybe his best football is ahead of him. I think you'd be hard pressed to get more than 306 combined tackles out of him the next two years. But I love the pass deflection numbers. I love the interception numbers. He gets behind the line of scrimmage. He gets the quarterback down when he gets there. And at 29 years old, you know, you sign him for 2 years. You get his age 29, age 30 season. Maybe you get his age 31 season, depending if you go 3. That's not the end of the world. Like he could have good years there. So Robert Spillane from the Raiders, I like the idea of signing him if Zach Bond leaves. Spotrac predicts he'll get around 2 years, $20 million total, around a $10 million average. Frankly, I don't think Zach Bond gets much more than that. But yeah, Robert Spillane from the Raiders, a player I think they should have interest in. Now, if they want to go younger and go more like upside here, Ernest Jones from the Seattle Seahawks. So he's only 25 years old. He had 138 tackles last year, 77 of which were solo, so a high number of solo tackles. Has 283 tackles the last 2 years combined to go along with 5 sacks, 1 interception, 1 forced fumble, and 10 pass deflections. So he doesn't have the interception numbers that Robert Spillane has, but gets his hand on the football with the 10 pass deflections. 77 solo tackles in 1 year is really, really good. And what I like about him is he's 25, but he already has 63 games of experience. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams in 2021, so he has postseason experience. And he has 3 years of 100-plus tackles in a row. And he had a monster 2023 season, showing like what he could really be when he had 145 tackles and 14 tackles for a loss. Coming off a bit of a down year the last year, not super bad, obviously, but didn't have the year he had in 2023. Only 25, ultra athletic. I'd be in on an Ernest Jones. I think he would make sense for the Eagles to target. Next up, Jermaine Sherwood. Sherwood from the Jets, only 25 once again, so young, best football ahead of him, 158 tackles, 98 solo tackles, which led the NFL last year, two sacks and three pass deflections, so really good numbers. Again, led the league in solo tackles from the linebacker position, super impressive. And what's intriguing about Sherwood is he's a converted safety that's super athletic, obviously, for the position since he's a former safety, but as a result, he's really good in coverage. And what I like about him is, so his rookie year, he came in as a safety. He played 36% of the snaps at safety. Then he converts to linebacker. So he gets 2% of snaps the next year. Obviously, learning the position doesn't really play. 17% the year after, still adjusting. Last year, he gets 93% of the snaps. And in his first year, like full-time production, leads the NFL in solo tackles. Spotrac predicts he only gets $7 million a year over 2 years, so $14 million. If Zach Bond walks, or you could bring in Sherwood regardless, but I love the idea of Jermaine Sherwood. Ultra-athletic, former safety, first year, tons of production. I'm in on a Jermaine Sherwood. Okay, next up, Dre Greenlaw. So Dre Greenlaw, obviously a very well-known name, got into it with Big Dom, so that would be an interesting press conference. But hey, I can already hear them both going, we're ultra-competitive people, now we're on the same side, happy to be rooting and working for Big Dom. 28 years old, obviously we all famously remember, tore his Achilles in the Super Bowl, unfortunately. So only played 34 snaps last year, but prior to that, had 247 tackles, 157 solo tackles, 8 tackles for a loss, 4 quarterback hits, 1 interception, 1.5 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles the previous 2 seasons. You read people out of San Francisco and they say that Dre Greenlaw was like the heart of that team and the heart of that defense, and it's not a coincidence in a year where he wasn't out on the field that the team really suffered. The Eagles are not short of leadership, but you know it's something they value when they bring in a Saquon and they talk about the impact Chauncey Gardner-Johnson could have. So Dre Greenlaw could potentially be a good add to the room. Now, I'll be honest in saying bringing in Dre Greenlaw from the Niners to the Eagles, he did have the Big Dom thing. Like, there's a little worry there for me about how he would, how he'd be in the Eagles locker room. But he is only 28. It's a buy low type of thing. Spotrac's predicting he only gets 1 year, $6 million. So you give him the 1 year, $6 million. You hope he's a player he was 2 years ago. If he's not, frankly, you could just cut him in training camp. Like, if it's obvious right away that maybe he's not fitting in, there's like bad blood between the Niners and the Eagles, you know, you could just get rid of him like they frankly did with Devin White. So, but still, I like the idea of a buy low, because the flip side is maybe Dre Greenlaw gets to the Eagles and go, oh, the Niners don't want me anymore. Like, yeah, I'm super motivated to go out there and show them they were wrong. So I like the buy low, high upside signing of a Dre Greenlaw. Okay, so this player I have on there, and he's pretty much, I would say, only an option if Zach Bond leaves. But let's say the Eagles allocate X amount of money for a linebacker. Zach Bond ends up getting more than they expected. He leaves, and they're sitting there going, we need a linebacker, and we allocated this much money for one. How about Nick Bolton out of Kansas City? Only 25 years old, so younger than Zach Bond. He has 3 seasons of 100-plus tackles in 4 years, and the only year he didn't get 100-plus tackles was when he played 8 games. He had 80 tackles that year, so he was on pace for 160 or 170 or whatever. He has 4 interceptions the last 3 years, 5 sacks, 17 quarterback hits in 4 years. So he's productive, he's won Super Bowls, he's young, postseason experience, like, Nick Bolton would be an awesome signing for this team. Now, you're going to have to pay for him. Like I said, he's projected to get around $12 million average 4 years. So they have $49 million. Not sure why they added the extra million there, but they have around a $49 million contract for Nick Bolton. But yeah, I think if you don't get Zach Bond, adding Nick Bolton to this defense is about as close you could get to replacing the type of pedigree and impact Zach Bond gave you, at least in terms of feeling confident you'll get that. All right, next up, Terrell Dotson from the Dolphins. Now, he didn't play for Vic Fangio because he was traded to the Dolphins last year. 27 years old, he had 107 tackles, 3 interceptions, 6 passes defensed last season. So what I like about him was he was a part-time player in Buffalo the first 4 years. In 2024, he signs with the Seahawks. Doesn't work out there. They trade him to Miami. And then he goes to Miami. He has 3 interceptions in 8 games. Still at 107 tackles overall. But you can just tell with the 3 interceptions and the 6 passes defended that he gets around the football. He's in the passing lanes. And he's disruptive when he's in there. So, again, only 27. I don't think he's not played a ton of football on defense because he was a part-time player in Buffalo. I would be interested to see what Terrell Dotson could do here in Philadelphia. So the last one, since we simply seem to can't do one of these without bringing up a familiar name, how about Kaiser White? Kaiser White, obviously here in 2022, had a really good year. He goes to Arizona with Jonathan Gannon. Turns 29 on March 24th, not expected to get a ton of money, but he had a good year in Arizona. 137 tackles, 60 solo, 9 tackles for a loss, 8 quarterback hits, 1 interception, 3 passes defensed, and 2.5 sacks. So he was all over the field for Arizona. Familiar with the city, obviously, having lived here, familiar with the team and the organization, having gone to the Super Bowl with them in 2022. And then obviously with Gannon being a bit of a Fangio disciple, you would think he's pretty familiar with the defense. So those are some linebackers I would have interest in. Again, a buy low option in Dre Greenlaw, a high option of Nick Bolton if Zach Bond were to leave. And then you have some other, I think, intriguing options like Jermaine Sherwood. You could almost talk him into, like, you could talk me into Jermaine Sherwood being a better signing than Zach Bond. Zach Bond's older. He's only done it for 1 year. Jermaine Sherwood is younger. He's a former safety. I love the athleticism. Ernest Jones, long track record of production. Robert Spillane, a long track record of production. So there's some good options out there if they don't bring Zach Bond back. But I fully expect Zach Bond to be a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. So those are some linebacker options in case they do want to go out and sign one. But I think your number 53 jerseys, either Hugh Douglas or Zach Bond, are safe. Until then, thank you so much for listening. He's Elliot. I'm James. I hope you go and enjoy your day. Talk to you later.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.